Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 181 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Victory day today. Rhode Island holiday.
Oh, Rhode Island holiday.
Yes, I still had to work, but I didn't have to work a full day because they have to pay me time and a half, so I worked like 5 hours and got paid for 8.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I got to sleep in a little.
Beautiful.
Yes. They don't celebrate Victory Day down in Florida, do they?
No.
No. Every day is Victory Day when you live in Florida, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
So I have to ask you right off the bat, because we have a lot to get to this week, yep. But I have to ask you, I know you listened to Por Favor Catherine and Por Favor Ed from last week.
Correct.
And you weren't able to be in on the interview, so go ahead and get your critiques and criticisms out right now. I know you had some bones to pick with the two of them.
Wow, we're starting early, aren't we?
Well, when else are we going to do it? In the middle of the show? We
have to do it now. 2.5 years to finally get your sister on, and now you want me to hammer her?
Well, you don't have to hammer her. I want to know a compliment sandwich. So you got to say something good, and then something they can improve on, and then something else good.
Okay.
Do it. Management training?
Well, there was plenty of good, you have to admit. That was a good. They did a really good job.
Now, before we start, you got a message when I was at work and I was halfway through the podcast, and what did I say?
You said Ed's doing a great job.
Ed was doing a great job. For somebody who had never been there, he's talking about 4D attractions. I mean, he was all over this.
And he also, like, the bars and the food were, like, his favorite part. So
yes.
He fit right in.
Yes.
The best line of the whole show, though, was that he said it was like an upscale Best Western. That cracked me up.
That was the opening part. I heard that, and you were asking him how he liked Coronado Springs, and he said that it was like an upscale Best Western. And I said, oh, boy. Oh, no.
That broke your heart, didn't it?
Oh, that hurt. That hurt.
All right, so go ahead. I know you said Ed did a good job, so that was your compliment.
Yeah.
Now, where could they have improved?
They didn't walk around the resort. I was very perturbed about that.
Well, I gave him some grief. I told him that you would be angry about their lack of walking around.
Yeah, nice way to pass the grief on by saying that your co-host would be disappointed.
Well, you would have been, and I also said that they should have gotten up at 6:30 and walked around with a cup of coffee or something.
Now is that off the New England playbook, though, using the hot weather as an excuse?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, come on, because then they're in the parks running around doing all this cheerleader garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, using that as an excuse was poor.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
No.
It's such a beautiful resort. They had ample time to check it out.
And didn't she say, like, after the fact that she realized that there were...
Hammocks.
Hammocks.
Yeah, on the way to, like, check out.
On the way to check out, she said, oh, they have hammocks here.
Hammocks are the best part.
Exactly.
And also, do a little research going in. That's, like, the number one selling point of Coronado is the beautiful views and the hammocks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now you got to give them another compliment.
I thought their food selection was spot on. They didn't hit all the cheerleader places.
Yeah, I agree with that. I thought they did a good job picking. They had some cheerleader stuff sprinkled in, but for the most part, some really good choices for food.
Spice Road table, I gave them. I clapped for them. I just started clapping.
Spice Road during Illuminations. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
I also like the Jock Lindsay's and going to the bar at T-Rex. I know T-Rex is kind of a cheerleader joint, but hitting up the bar there, that was a good thing. And they did the bar at Coronado. They hit a lot of bars with appetizers, which I thought was a great move.
They hit Rick's. I'll tell you what the best move was.
Go ahead.
Tambu Lounge prior to the luau. Because Cheapskate could say, hey, we're getting free drinks. Why am I going to spend $10 on a Lapu Lapu? But they did the same thing that Susie and I did when we stayed at the Polynesian. They hit the lounge, and then they went over. And I think that is a great, great appetizer before the luau.
Yep, a little drink, soak up the atmosphere.
I also think you have to cut him a little slack for cheerleader stuff. It was his first trip.
That's fair.
But yeah, Captain, but I'm always going to rip. I'm always going to rip a cheerleader.
Well,
but Captain should have known better.
Rip a cheerleader.
Get the paper. That's true. good point by Susie. But I think they did. I think they had a good mix. And I have to say one other thing that I didn't call her out at the time, which I should have, is she said that she didn't like Rivers of Light, so there's no need to go back. But Ed never saw it, so you should have given him the chance. It sounded like that'd be right up his alley. He loved Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Otherwise, I thought, good job. They had obviously had a good trip, and they're going back again in February, where he's hoping it's not as hot. So I guess he doesn't like the heat. He has no threat of moving to Florida full-time.
Mm-hmm. Unless he comes down in February and he's like, oh, my God, what I just left behind is worth it.
That's true. There's always that chance, isn't there?
Yes. That's what did it for us. It wasn't it wasn't the heat in August that did it. It was the loveliness in February.
That was lovely weather when we were there that February,
so nice.
Wasn't it?
Oh, so nice. But well, that's very good. I thought they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I thought it went really well.
It was a great show. You did a good job hosting it. Good questions. They were very well prepared. It was a great show.
Yes. And we have another great show on tap this week because we have Por Favor Susie with us in the studios. How are you, Susie?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Good. I even saved a beer so I could have a beer of the week.
Oh, beautiful. Good work.
Thank you.
That's a good preparation there. Now, I do have to say it's going to be tough to top the little pre-recording conversation that you had with Jorgina, so I know I'm not as gracious of a conversationalist as she is.
You're a little bit easier to understand, though.
Not after he's had a few.
Well, she's a little shy, but she's pretty good at having a conversation, I will say.
She's adorable.
And prior to our starting up, I met Jack the Golden Retriever across the street.
Oh, Jack, how is he?
He's good.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, she was walking him. The lady who helped us design the inside of our house, she works for Neil Community. She lives across the street, and I saw that she was walking her almost 2-year-old Golden Retriever, Jack. So I said, can I go over and meet him? And he was very happy to meet me, to say the least, Bill.
Yeah, I'm sure he could smell Fenway on you.
Oh, yeah, he came over. He was giving me kisses, and he's very blonde. Very, very, very cute. Typical puppy, though. Typical golden puppy, just goofy.
Yeah. Goofball, big paws, can't get out of its own way.
Exactly. Big paw, yep.
That's good. So you had a good day. You got to meet a puppy and you got to talk to your goddaughter.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good, good start to the show.
Very good. Well, let's get to it, Susie. You said you saved a beer for the unofficial beer sponsor of the week, so let me know what it is.
It is local. It is local. Cigar City Brewing out of Tampa.
Okay.
It is the Maduro Brown Ale.
Oh, sounds good.
Hints of caramel, toffee, chocolate, and espresso are all on display in this complex but approachable brown ale. A great food beer, Maduro pairs equally well with sweet chocolate-based desserts as it does with roasted meat.
That sounds very nice. Is it good?
It's delicious. This is my go-to beer when I'm waiting at Tampa Airport.
Oh, is that when you check in at the airport?
Yes.
Okay.
That specific kind from Cigar City?
Specific, yes.
I've heard a lot of good things about Cigar City. Is that like one of the more popular microbrews down in Florida?
It is.
Yeah.
There are a lot down here, though, and it's growing, so.
Yeah, it's doing that everywhere. It's like sprawling out everywhere.
If I had somebody who would actually drink this stuff with me, it might be kind of fun.
It means that more liberals are moving down here, Billy. Not a good trend.
Why? Not just liberals like craft beer.
I'm not a liberal. Oh, boy. Don't laugh at me.
I'm having a Bud Light. We'll just leave it at that.
Budweiser Light.
What's your beer this week?
I have a Long Trail Green Blaze IPA. Featuring Columbus, Equinox, Mosaic, and Chinook hops. I don't know if I've had this one on the podcast before. It's a 6.5%. It says, guide yourself through the lupulin landscape of pine, resin, and tropical fruit hop notes in this trail-worthy IPA. Now reading that, I think I have had it before. But it's good. It's not bad. It was kind of the first one in the fridge, so I just grabbed it quick. Didn't go over too many options this evening, but it's good.
Gotcha.
No complaints.
Mine's only 5.5.
Yeah, that sounds good, though. Cigar City. Is that like, do they have like brew pubs? Like Cigar City have their own restaurants and stuff, or are they just strictly brewery?
No, I think they have food, too. We don't really go to Tampa, so I only ever go when I'm at the airport.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Billy, you have anything else you want to add? I know we got a lot to get to, so you want to just
take just
the
go
break
to,
right
let's
now?
Let's just go to break.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
pumping.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And everybody having a ball.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dance people had a ball cause Billy Bonders get out. Get back Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back you play invest in mongrel. Myself, I man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah. Yippee-yi-yo.
Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
yippee-yi-yo.
But they tell me, hey man, start up the party.
Yippee-yi-yo.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, I told. Doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
Bash Gruffy, get back, you play invest in mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I got to get my groove on, my mind.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 181 of the Pour for More podcast, and this is my favorite part, Billy. We got the Eat to the Beat concert series at Epcot.
You love this.
Ah, this is fantastic.
What do you like better, the concerts or recording the podcast that accompanies it?
The latter.
The podcast, yeah, I think that's the best part. Because I don't care about the concerts that much. Yeah, it's always fun. All the
ever actually go to half the concerts that are there because they're on like weird weeknights and stuff.
Well, that's the thing; they do them every night, right. So there's 75 nights of concerts. So it's not like you're gonna make it to all of them. But there are always a few that you say, "Oh, I wish I could go. If that was during the weekend, I'd be there." But a lot of them, like you said, during the week, the ones you want to hit up,
right.
But it is fun. So 2017, the longest Food and Wine Festival. We talked about it on our food episodes.
Yep.
75 days, August 31st until what, November 15th or something like that?
Let's see. November 13th, but yep.
November 13th. Okay. Yep. So yeah, 75 days. That's, what'd you say, 32 different...
32 shows.
32 different
give or take
shows
one.
This year. That's crazy. Just insane amount, and like just scroll. I'm just on the Disney website, just scrolling. It takes like 2 minutes just to scroll to the bottom of
it.
The,
does, doesn't it?
Of the page. You like that, don't mm-hmm. you? All right, you want to just get right into it then?
All right, let's just start. We'll go with August 31st when they open to September 1st. Delta Ray.
So we talked about Delta Ray last year. They were a Cities 97 band, a band that I really got to like when we were living in Minnesota. They
sound
song.
Like a country. That sounds like a name of a country band.
They're country-ish. I think they're from North Carolina.
Okay.
The song of theirs that I really like is called If I Loved You, which mm-hmm. is not apparently what they're known for, but I like them. They've got a good sound.
Known for their song Bottom of the River. I'm not familiar with that.
Well, I'm not either.
Yeah, I don't actually know that one either.
So you like them, but I'm guessing they're Thursday night, Friday night. You're probably not going to make a special trip to see them,
nope.
It sounds like. But if you happen to be there on a day that they were performing, you'd probably stop and check it out.
Yeah, I would definitely check them out if we were there.
How about you, Billy?
Nope, that's a pass
You would
for
just
me.
Skip. You'd go hang out in Germany and try to weasel a free pretzel or something?
Yeah, probably.
During the concert. That's a good move. All right, I guess we can move on since we don't really know their songs on this one.
All right, we'll move on. We got September 2nd to September 3rd. And it's the Hooters, and they're a new act.
Known for their song, And We Danced.
I can't tell you how excited I am about this. I saw them when I saw this list, and I was like, oh my gosh. The Hooters are a Philadelphia band, late 80s, early 90s. My best friend is from Philly, so she introduced me to them. And why are you
so
playing
this is right
Selena
up your
Gomez
alley.
Songs? I'm sorry, Gary, I couldn't
I
hear
said,
you.
I said this is right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm beyond excited. I actually have a tape, a cassette of theirs that was only released in the Philly area. It was a limited edition.
Oh, you're a big nerd.
Yeah, that's real. I'm surprised right now. This is all news right now, Jürgen.
I wanted to wait and tell you about it on the podcast an old conversation.
Breaking news on the podcast. I like that. What's the song then? And We Dance. This sounds familiar, but I think I can only think of the country one that, like, the father-daughter dance always is.
No, it's a big 80s song. It's, like, on a lot of Mikey's compilations.
This is a romance.
It might be before your time.
Yeah, that's before my time. But it does sound like you guys are going to be going up September 2nd and 3rd.
I will be going to see the Hooters.
What else do they sing?
Stuff that you might not know. You set the thing up.
Yeah, I don't know any of these songs.
All You Zombies is kind of a big song. They're actually, I think they formed at Penn.
Oh, they're a nerdy Ivy League band.
Yeah.
The Hooters are an American rock band from Philadelphia. They combine elements of rock, reggae, ska, and folk music to create their sound.
I'm a fan.
Look at this guy's name. David Usikkinen.
Are there any umlauts over his anything?
No, it looks like there should be.
There should be several umlauts.
I think he might be Armenian.
Oh, still, we could throw a couple umlauts on there.
I think the Armenians are umlauts.
Usikkinen.
Yeah, that's...
Usikkinen.
Yeah, that's definitely deserving of an umlaut.
Will you go see them with me if you're in town?
No, that's 0-2 right now.
Wow.
You gotta at least go, though, and get those passports so you could bring them up to me.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta go up early, so you might as well hit it up. Oh, that's Labor Day weekend. That's gonna be a zoo up there. First weekend of the festival, Labor Day weekend. Still worth it, but probably be crowded. So, Labor Day is Monday, September 4th, and then on September 5th as well, Baha Men will be in concert new for 2017, known for their song that everyone knows, Who Let the Dogs Out. Are you excited about this?
I'm not excited, but this was a song that we heard a number of times when we went up to Green Bay for the Jets-Packer game at Lambeau Field.
They played it? They play that at Lambeau?
Often.
They played it, like, through the whole entire game.
Was it popular at the time, or is it just something they do?
No, it was very popular at the time. I think we went in 2000.
You would think the Timberwolves would play that at their games, because they are dogs, after all.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know that they have any other songs.
I don't either.
If they do, I'm not aware of them. Might be like one of those sleeper hits, like, you know, but you don't know who sings it.
That's true. I guarantee the place will go nuts when that song comes on, though.
I like that. I always like that song.
Well, it's been in a bunch of, like, kids' movies and stuff, too, right? So kids know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Who let the dogs out?
Known for their song, Who Let the Dogs Out, 2000. Best Years of Our Life from Shrek, apparently. I don't know that song. Move It Like This. I also don't know that one. So basically, Who Let the Dogs Out? You All Dead. They had stuff in 1992?
Wow.
Yeah, so we won't be making a special trip for them.
I don't know. Get Your Potty On, Gin and Coconut Water, 1992.
I'm going to stick with Snoop's Gin and Juice.
I think they do a lot of covers, though, it looks like. Because I'm looking here, they have Dancing in the Moonlight, they have Crocodile Rock, they have Hooked on a Feeling. They even have a version of It's a Small World. Summertime Girls. I think they just do the Kokomo. Yeah, they do a lot of covers. That could actually be a good concert. Imagine just a bunch of covers of, like, nerdy 60s and 70s songs that you know. That could be a sleeper, really good concert.
That could be a sleeper, huh?
I think so. We're going to have to keep that in mind.
And Susie just said that she's going to sleep through it, so.
That's fine.
Not much enthusiasm. Let's move over to September 6th and the 7th, Fuel.
Fuel, I would definitely go see if they weren't during the week.
Yeah, they're too popular to play on the weekend because they probably still have paying gigs on the weekend.
That could be.
Which is, if you ever notice, some of the most popular acts are during the week where they probably don't get like a normal place, but then all the weekend ones are like, oh, I didn't even know they were still alive.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I would love to see Fuel, but probably not going to happen.
No, not going to take a day out of work to go see Fuel.
Nope. I'm going to save it for later.
Now, if you were like... like halfway closer. If you were only 45 minutes, you could probably like shoot over after work.
But, right.
But being like, what are you, like an hour and a half from your house?
Yeah,
it's probably not worth it.
Plus, I'm like 40 minutes from work, so.
Oh, so even further. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So how does Shimmer go? I always forget that one. I know it's a popular one.
Why are you looking at me, Mikey? You know it.
I don't really. No, I don't. I couldn't sing it unless I went to YouTube right now.
Coffee from the cold. Just when
oh, okay.
I was
They're like the perfect mid-90s band, aren't they?
Yep. Can I be your friend? We'll forget the past. Maybe I'm not able.
They have to be one of the bigger names that shows up to these things, right?
The hell with that, they are.
You don't think so, Bill?
No.
Not when Christopher Cross is on the
correct
on the list.
Correct.
Maybe it's just from growing up in that era, I think. That.
Yeah.
Alright, so Fuel would be a definite go-to if it was a weekend.
Yes.
But then we have Starship starring Mickey Thomas, September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Known for We Built This City.
Been there, done
and that's
that.
That's who we saw, Billy.
Yeah.
Then we got soaked.
Jane, you're playing a game, girl. Playing a game.
That was a good concert, I have to admit. I didn't realize how many of their songs I knew. I figured I'd have to sit through like six or seven songs I never heard until we got to We Built This City, but I basically knew every song they played in that concert. Which surprised me.
Then we go to guitar solo.
Yeah, you enjoyed yourself much more at that concert than I did.
Alright. Moving right along, September 11th through the 12th, we have Lauren, whoever Elena. Her last name is. Who?
Lauren Elena.
Okay.
She was on American Idol.
Okay.
She's country.
That's a pass.
Yeah, that's a pass. We're not going to get into any of her songs.
There's way too many American Idol people that show up at these things now.
This song, I mean, like, she's got this song on the radio right now, so she might be a pretty big draw.
You think so? She's pretty popular right now?
Yeah.
And this Monday, is another Tuesday. Pass. We got September 13th to the 15th, the Plain White Tees. This is known for the Mr. Klinsman's rendition of Hey There, Delilah. You sang that 4 years in a row.
They're more known for my... Yeah, I sing it more. Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? You're 1,000 miles away from me. They had another song. Every year I look it up and I can't remember what it is, so I guess it's not that good, but I know their second song's okay as well.
Yeah, too I can't afraid remember to look what it is, but up. You do always pull it up, and it is always like, I'm like, oh yeah, I've kind of heard that.
Plain White Tees. The other song is, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's the one. There's only one thing to do, 3 words for you.
That's right.
I love you. I'm very good at singing, by the way. I would see them if I was there, would not make a special trip to go see them.
Yeah, I agree.
Now we have 16th and 17th of September, Sister Hazel.
Still on my list of bands I would like to see.
This is a weekend this year, so you have the chance, I believe.
Might be able to do that.
16th and 17th, known for their song, All For You. Take it away, Mike.
I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
What song is it?
Mike's already moved on to the next act.
I don't blame
him. I'm sure that's a big
shock. September 18th, 19th, and 20th. Air Supply.
3 days.
No, yeah, obviously. They need 3 days.
3 days during the week, which means that they're very ball cod popular, Susie. Very BC popular.
I don't have a calendar in front of me. Is one of those a Sunday?
No.
No?
16th and 17th is Saturday, Sunday, so that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wow.
They're known for their song, I'm All Out of Love. I'm so lost without you.
You're silly like thunder.
I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to say that I was so wrong.
Song every year because it's always the one they say that they're known for. Find a different one.
Yeah. Now, Billy, thinking? If we ever go to the D23 concert, we should cosplay as Air Supply, me and you.
How about the "Here I am, the one that you love, asking for another day. Understand, the one that you love loves you in so many ways."
I'm asking for another beer.
Okay.
Who would you rather see, Air Supply or Eazy-E, if they showed up?
Air Supply or who?
Eazy-E. I know you're a big fan of both.
I don't know who Eazy-E is. Air Supply.
Regulators? Oh, I mean Warren G. I'm sorry.
Warren G.
Is he still alive? Because I think Nate Dogg's dead.
Oh, Nate Dogg died. I think Warren G's still around regulating.
Out of nothing at all, making love.
You'd rather see Air Supply all day.
Out of nothing at all, making love. Out of nothing at all.
Now, the problem is now the next act on September 21st and 22nd is another American Idol reject, David Cook, known for his song Light On, which I don't know at all.
I don't either. Didn't he actually win his year?
I don't know.
If he did, it was one of those very light years.
Which was basically all of them after the third season.
You know they're bringing it back, right?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
Oh, yes, I did, because I heard they're having auditions at Disney Springs or something.
Really?
Or they did already. Yeah.
Mike, you missed your chance.
Oh, I missed it.
You're too old. Isn't there an age limit?
Yeah, you can lie. Remember that guy with gray hair?
New format.
Yeah, Taylor Hicks?
Yeah, that's BS. He was 24, my ass.
Yeah, he won.
He's like, my grandkids, I mean my brother.
Yeah, when they're doing that like little cheesy get to know this guy.
Yeah.
He was at the park with his grandchildren.
Are you sure you're 24? Yeah, I'm 24. I was born on February 29th. All right, Skip and David Cook going to Everclear. This is a band I would love to see. September 23rd and 24th. Known for Santa Monica. They also have Father of Mine. They have AM Radio. I had one of their CDs. I liked it. A good group. The singer had a pretty good voice, distinct voice. Although, as I say that, the next band sounds almost identical to them, pretty much.
Oh, I like Everclear better.
They're both good, but Everclear... you know Father of Mine, right, Billy?
Is that where they begin with, like, a guitar solo?
The Father of Mine. Tell me, where have you been? I just closed my eyes. My whole world disappeared.
They were a little more alternative than Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray was a little more mainstream.
That's true. That's true. Sugar Ray hosting Music Jeopardy on VH1.
You know, I always feel a little more good. The alternative act.
Bands, WBRU.
They're selling that station.
Really?
Brown's not going to own it anymore. Yeah, it's in the midst of a deal to get sold out to like a commercial station.
That's disgusting. Oh,
how terrible.
What am I going to listen to when I'm home now?
JB105.
You're stuck with like 93.3 WSNE.
Yeah. Coast 93.3. Alright, after Everclear, we have Sugar Ray, September 25th, 26th, and 27th, known for their song Every Morning.
See them if we were there.
I don't even know.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
Plus they do fly. I just wanna fly.
Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. That week, that'd be a good week to be there. The 23rd to the 27th. Get to see a couple 90s nostalgia acts for me. You can tell you guys are getting old because they're getting more of my nostalgia acts into this.
Yeah, they've already passed us by. They're getting into Klinsmann now.
Yeah, all of a sudden, pretty soon there's going to be like the...
Because now Klinsmann's age has the young kids and stuff, so they figure they're going to come down.
And you know what's unfortunate is it's passed us by, but now you're there. Like, you never thought that you were going to see bands that you like playing at Epcot, and now it's your turn.
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be like Mighty Mighty Boss Tones and be like, oh yeah, I'll go see them at Epcot.
Weren't they there?
Oh, God, don't tell me that. Probably not. They're not clean enough to be. I don't think they're Disney approved. They would drop F-bombs in their concert.
That's true. It's like getting a Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah. They would like to drink around the world, though, I'm sure.
I'm sure they would.
I would go see both, Everclear and Sugar Ray. That's a good couple days of lineup there. But moving along to 38 Special, the 28th and 29th, known for their song Hold On Loosely.
You know that one, Mikey.
Of course I know that one.
Go ahead, regale me.
Well, hold on loosely and don't let it go. Lose control.
That's all right, he knows the song though, that's all that matters.
Then they have, and we were rocking into the night. Rocking into the night. Yes. Rocking into the night. That was a big one. They played a lot of that on 103.7.
I tell you, I know somebody like you.
Laughing 10 after on WRX.
103.7. Was that when it was like owned by the Phoenix newspaper?
103.7 now is WEI, right?
I know, but before that it was like
it
an alternative.
It was a good station.
No, it was classic rock.
So it was in between that time, okay. Yeah.
Classic rock.
It was many things. All right, so on September 30th... Now, I think both of you guys are fans of 38 Special, right? Is that...
Me more so than Susie.
Okay.
They can take them or leave them.
I kind of like that southern rock sound.
I'd rather see Boston.
So now we have September 30th and October 1st. Mark Wills, new to the festival, known for his song 19-something.
Is he country?
I don't know. He looks kind of like he just looks like an English professor in his picture here.
It was 1970-something. If he's country, I might know that. I know this song. But I wouldn't go see him.
Daryl Mark Williams, professionally known as Mark Wills.
He's William Eric Carter. His name isn't actually Mark Wills. It's who?
He's got three first names. Daryl Mark Williams.
And his last name isn't Wills, it's Williams?
Yeah, Williams.
So wait a second. So he's being advertised as Mark Wills.
Yes.
And his complete full name is what?
Daryl Mark Williams.
Mark Wills is Derek Mark Williams.
Daryl.
Daryl Mark Williams is Mark Wills. Just like Eric Harner is William Eric Harner.
I guess it's a lot like that. What do you got going on over there? I hear some music in the background.
Yeah,
I think this is the song I know. Oh, I know this song. It was 1970-something.
Right. Exactly.
I remember this song from when I worked at Cat Country 98.1.
First time for me.
Look at this guy. He's not in high demand. His next upcoming concert, August 19th in New Haven, County Fair. And then he goes to September 8th in Johnson County, Kansas. And then after that, September 30th and October 1st at Epcot, Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, he doesn't have that many paid gigs, does he?
He's on the County Fair circuit right now. Hey, it's a living, right?
That's all right. That's a decent song. I'd check him out if we were there.
Yeah, the song's okay, but I can't imagine his concert would leave a whole lot to be desired.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to have like a bunch of screaming women or anything, although some of those older ladies will yell for anybody who's halfway decent looking.
So, Billy, are we talking about the next act, or is this the cutoff
now? We're going to go there. We're going to go there October 2nd to the 3rd. That's almost our halfway point.
Okay.
And because next week we've got... there's just a million bands. I mean, this could be a two-hour episode. So
there's too many
good bands. I mean, this is like the fireworks finale coming up.
They also backloaded it.
Yeah, they did. They totally backloaded it.
Because there's a lot of good ones coming up. But let's just get to this last one here for this week. The American Authors.
Okay.
New to the festival, October 2nd and 3rd.
Don't know who they are.
Known for the song Best Day of My Life. I think that's like the newer one that's in like every commercial.
Correct.
The best day of my life. Da, 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 da. Yeah, that's the one. They probably put on a good show because they're like young and they probably don't have pacemakers like half these bands
and
everything.
Yeah, they're current. I was actually kind of surprised to see them on here.
What's that? October 2nd and 3rd. That's a Monday and a Tuesday, so that's like in between gigs probably.
Yeah, maybe. Where are they from? They're probably from like Ocala or something. Maybe I'll just go home and do this gig.
You never know. Sometimes they do it so they can get a free trip to Disney World, too.
True.
They have Copley's. They're playing in Copley Square coming up, and
really?
Then Spokane, Washington.
Hmm.
September.
They're based in New York City.
What We Live For. I don't know any of these songs, but they're from 2014. That was the best day of my life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're pretty recent. They look like a liberal band, Billy.
Yeah.
Some of these pictures, you should say.
Well, whenever. Yeah,
they got like
look,
suspenders.
Yeah, Susie just showed me a picture, and I'm looking at this, and it looks like they're like, are they like on scooters or bicycles or something?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. They're all jumping up in the air, clapping their hips. Yeah, this is a pass.
They're a hipster band.
Yeah, there's a lot of passes on this first half of the Eat to the Beat.
Susie's going to
yeah.
see the Hooters.
Yeah, Susie's going to go see. I have to see Air Supply.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Da-da-da-da.
And then who'd you say you're going? Oh, the Hooters and Air Supply. So you got a couple trips going up in September at least. So we made it through September. Now we got all of October and a little bit of November. So there's a lot to go for next week's episode.
Yeah, there's a lot. We're going to dissect a lot next week.
So we should probably go to a break and wrap things up for this week.
Yeah.
And then leave people on the edge of their seats. Just to put it this way, next week's going to start off with a bang because I know Mike is very excited.
Correct.
Mike's going to be doing some vocal warm-ups and stuff over the next week.
Exactly. So why don't you take us to break here, Billy?
All right, Bill, we're going to go to break. Any of these concerts do anything for you?
For me personally,
young whippersnapper up there.
I like Everclear, Sugar Ray. That's probably it. Fuel. If you could guarantee that Baha Men were gonna play covers the whole time and then just end with Who Let the Dogs Out, I'd probably go see that. But I don't want to hear any of the original stuff. But nothing too crazy for me.
How about you, Susie?
I mean, there are definitely people on here that I would go see if we lived closer.
I mean, you're very excited for the Hooters.
Extremely excited for the Hooters. Like, stupidly excited for the Hooters. I think I gasped when I saw them on the list. But I mean, they've been like completely off the radar for so long that I was like, wow, I didn't even know they were still around and playing, and I'm much more excited for them than I was for the Little River Band a few months ago.
So you're more excited, you're as excited for the Hooters as Mike is for Air Supply.
Yeah, that's probably a fair statement.
Wow, that's saying something. That's good. But
I was a big fan in my youth.
Very good. I think this is definitely a backloaded concert series, though, and I'm not sure why. You think they'd spread the wealth a little bit, especially during the slower time. September is a pretty slow month up at Disney World, and so maybe that's why. But you think they'd try to push some of the bigger concerts into September to draw some crowds in. What do you think, Billy? What do you think of their scheduling here?
I don't know. I don't know how they do the scheduling, if it has to do with when bands can come.
Well, I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah. But it does seem peculiar how back-ended they are.
This is like Kentucky's non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
Starts off real weak. They're playing like Augusta State and you know, Northwest Texas Southern. And then all of a sudden at the end they have, you know, they got a home and home with the Gators. They got Kansas, a non-conference in February. It's one of those kind of schedules here. But that's what we'll have to look forward to next week anyway. I don't think there's a single act that we went through at the beginning that if I lived where you guys lived, I would go just to see them. As much as I like Everclear, it's not something I go out of my way. If I happen to be there, that would be good.
Yeah, you have to keep in mind, too, though, that it is Food and Wine.
Oh, I mean, that
so you're going to go for Food and Wine anyway.
Certainly. I mean, to make an excuse to say, oh, I'd like to see them, might as well go up this weekend, right. I can understand. But if there was no Food and Wine, if it was just the concert, none of these would get me in the car.
That's fair.
That we went through so far. But there are a few in the second half that would get the get my engine going. Yeah, we'll get to that, okay. Certainly. I don't know. I don't have anything really else to add for this week, Billy. Do you?
No. I mean, my tops would be obviously Air Supply and then probably 38 Special, and then I'm pretty much good to go.
Yeah, nothing else really knocks your socks off in that one.
No.
I can tell you were less than enthused at the beginning of this schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, dedicated about 5 minutes to Air Supply, and I was pretty quiet.
You checked out the rest of it, yeah.
That's why you had to drag me on.
Exactly. Add some value.
Yeah, the contract negotiations get all squared away after last week?
No.
Oh, we're still
down
under
on
dispute.
Saturday night.
Oh, boy. There were rumors of a... I thought he was going to wake up in his bed with his microphone in a puddle of blood.
It was a distinct possibility.
The horse head, he's going to have the microphone instead.
Starts giving me crap for being Saucy Susie with Saucy Susie 2.
I think that's the original Saucy Susie.
Yeah.
So, while we're talking about that, would you like to mention anything about your last hurrahs on both the Universe of Energy and Great Movie Ride? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I like the Energy Ride.
Yeah.
And I think maybe because it was the last one, it was going away, I liked it even more.
Okay.
But you did kind of, it's one of those where you did kind of learn something.
I don't think people appreciated it as much, and I'm guilty of that as well. And I think what it came down to, people didn't want to invest 45 minutes in the ride. And it wasn't like anything spectacular where you're like, oh, I got to do this. But then again, I would sit through the O Canada show for 25 minutes without blinking an eye. So what difference does it make at that point?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not really sad to see it go. What I am a little upset about is that building. That's a gorgeous building, isn't it?
It's a great building.
They're knocking the building down completely?
I don't know that that's true. I don't know if they're going to use the building or what they're going to do, but that's just a beautiful building with the plants out front, and that logo was great, and that's all. I'm assuming a lot of that's going to change.
True.
Hopefully the building stays. And at least we still have that. And then Great Movie Ride, again, another one that... at least the building's going to be there. Because that was probably my favorite part of the whole thing, was the building itself. I love the Chinese theater, and I know they're going to keep that. So I'm glad that's not going away.
Yeah, me too. We went back and forth as to whether we were going to go and do that one last time. And I'm glad
Yeah, and you rope dropped it.
Yeah, we did. That's our first rope drop. And I'm really glad we did it.
Yeah, because we were on the fence. It was Friday, and it was like, you know, 10:30, and I'm like, it's your decision. She's like, do you think we're going to regret not going? And I said, probably not, because, I mean, we've been on it so many times. And then we were just kind of goofing around on my Disney experience, looking if we could get a breakfast spot and this and that. And I said, you know, we could do a rope drop because we couldn't get the fast pass. So we could do a rope drop, worst case scenario, 45 minute to an hour wait. And it's like, all right, let's do it. So then we booked our breakfast, and that was it.
How long did you have to wait?
It's funny because it said 60 minutes. We got there relatively early. We got to the studios at about 8:30.
Yeah.
No, and it was 8:45.
No, it was 8:30 because it was an hour and 15. It was an hour and 15.
Okay.
And no, we got to the parking lot. We probably got to rope drop at 8:45.
Okay.
And then, was it open at 9 or did they have morning hours?
Nah, they were letting people in.
Oh, okay.
Because we got to the Great Movie Ride probably about 5 minutes to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 60-minute wait.
Wow.
And we were waiting outside, and it took us probably about 10 to 15 minutes to get inside. And okay. I said, geez, once you're inside, that thing moves. That's only about a 10 to 15-minute wait. And I looked at my watch when we were getting on, and it was literally 25 minutes.
That's not too bad.
Out of an hour. No, out of an hour. The total wait was 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So when they advertised an hour, it was only 25 minutes, so.
And I was glad we did it.
And I was too, yeah.
Now, is this the first... Sorry, go ahead.
I told Mike, the first time I ever went to Hollywood Studios was in 2010.
Oh, wow.
And so I was completely blown away by the whole thing. But then when you get into that Wizard of Oz scene... I was like, this is absolutely crazy. Like, you are immersed in this movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything else that really compares to that, so...
No, I've heard a few...
to do that one more time.
I've heard a few people saying it. It's like, it's a shame how many animatronics we're going to lose. Like, so many... Even some of them that weren't, like, great, but...
Mm-hmm.
There's the Wicked Witch of the West, the John Wayne animatronic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a ton of really good ones in there.
Yep.
And they're just all gone. You can't reuse a John Wayne animatronic in, like, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. What are you going to do with Mary Poppins and...
Right, that's what I mean. It's just they're gone.
Right.
And that's the part that's hard for me. Other than that, I didn't really have a big issue with the ride closing. I just wish they had redone it and kept the same theme.
Right.
Updated. However, I do have something to ask, is this the first time either of you have gone on a ride knowing it was the last time you'd be on it? Did it change the way you looked at them, knowing that that was it? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I paid a lot more attention to, like, little details that I'd never really looked at before. Like, stupid things, like the shiny, like, moon in the sky in one of the things.
It's funny because I watched a YouTube video this morning of the last ride. Like, it was the last cart that went through the Great Movie Ride. Someone posted it. And I was watching it, and I was at the end, and, like, the cast member was saying their final, like, spiel when they tell everyone to get off, and you could hear them, like, choking up at the end of it. And it was like, it hit me, like, how many people were so invested in that. Like, I don't have that investment to it, but I kind of, like, put myself in the place, like, if they ever closed down the Carousel of Progress or something like that, I could see how people would feel that way about something as silly as a ride in an amusement park. But it connected with a lot of people, especially the people that work there. And you could tell
Well, kind of, like, bummed me out that Mary never got a chance to do it, because I think she would have been so good.
I know, it is a bummer. And they also, like, you could tell that a lot of the people on the last ride were cast members. Because after they, like, went up and they hugged the driver and everyone was, like, kind of gathering around in the video. So a lot of people that probably worked there and that weren't working or whatever were on that last ride. And it was kind of weird. You don't see that. I don't remember seeing that for anything else. And it's a lot different because they had the live cast member on the vehicle with you. Whereas, like, Maelstrom, you knew that was closing and people were, you know, happy to go on that the last time. But there wasn't that human connection. It was just a ride that ended. Now, this is a little different. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I'll have to send that to you.
I really think it went downhill, though, when they added that.
Oh, it was awful. I hated that so much.
Yeah.
I'm actually bummed out that I went on it last time I was there, because that was the first time. I'm serious. It was the first time I'd gone on it since they changed it over to whatever his name is, Osborne. And I was like, this sucks now. It was really bad. And that's my last memory. Right. That's my last memory of the thing, is having that reaction. Like, this changed it for the worse. Like, they made it worse. And it was really a bummer.
Yeah.
But such is life.
It's like grandma has Alzheimer's. Your parents should have protected you from your last visit.
And I didn't know.
I mean, maybe not quite the best analogy, but it's what came to my head just now.
I don't think the gravity of it quite carries over, but I understand the sentiment. Thanks. All right, let's wrap it up here.
Bill. All right, you can find us on YouTube. Search for us, Por Favor Podcast. You can email me, Mike at Por Favor Podcast. Email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast.
Sir.
Hey, Billy.
Uh-huh.
Type in www.
Yep.
Por Favor Podcast.
How's it working again?
.com.
Beautiful.
We're up. Without getting technical, I've been trying. I didn't realize that you didn't do it from the from the podcast site. You had to do it from GoDaddy. So I took care of that when I was waiting for
Beautiful.
You to sign up. So we are live at PorFavorPodcast.com.
Facebook and Twitter at PorFavorPodcast, and then you can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com.
All right.
Probably get a hold of me somewhere.
That's
okay. Yeah, she doesn't check anything. So yeah, you don't want to write to Susie. So, for my wife Susie, Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida. Thanks for listening to episode 181 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
Broken heart, 'cause now you've made a fire start, and I can see that you feel the same way. I never dreamed there'd be someone to hold me until you told me, and now that I found you, even the nights